بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله، today we wish to discuss a hadith briefly, which is a hadith of Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزة وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله. رواه مسلم. And so Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه mentioned that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the wealth is not depleted that is given in sadaqah, given in charity. And Allah does not increase a servant that pardons except in honor. And no one adheres to wada, humility, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. And so Allah, so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this narration regarding first and foremost the sadaqah, the charity. And so this narration, amuman, generally speaking, is an advice, or three pieces of advice from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in how a person should carry themselves by way of the adab wal akhlaq nabawiyyah, yeah, the mannerisms in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first thing he advised with in relation to the sadaqah, yeah, the giving charity, which is from the ibadah of the mal, from the ibadah of your wealth. How you put forth the charity, barakallahu feekum. And that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that the wealth doesn't decrease. So your wealth doesn't decrease when you give a charity. So a person should not worry about their wealth and the amount that they're giving in charity, for indeed it does not decrease their wealth. And what we understand from that, as Sheikh Ibn Baz, he mentions, amongst others, that when a measure does not decrease the wealth, then this necessitates, inshaAllah ta'ala, that it will increase the wealth. And it will increase your wealth. And it means be a means of increasing your risk and your provisions. When you give your wealth in charity, you can spend your money, lillah. You spend your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is alhamdulillah prevalent, or this is something which is rather relevant, whilst we're in this month of Ramadan, and we're encouraged to perform righteous actions, whether that be the action of salawat, or generally the siyam of the nahar, the fasting during the day, and generally righteous actions as well by giving charity, where we have here specifically the brothers that are encouraging yani the jama'ah to give from their wealth. And this, no doubt, aids the masjid, yani a woman in general, and aids the community, but it aids every single one of you as afrad, as individuals, that give in your wealth. It's something that benefits you, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the akhirah, if the person is mukhlis, by way of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also it benefits you in the dunya. For indeed, it's a means of purifying your wealth and increasing in your wealth. And so this is the first piece of advice mentioned by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this narration. The second advice he mentions here is by way of afu, yani pardoning. That this pardoning is a means of a person being increased in izzah. Being increased in yani honor. Why this is mentioned, barakallahu feekum, is because on many occasions a person may dismiss the affair of pardoning his brother due to the fact that he may regard it as being an action of a tanazul and lowering oneself. And lowering oneself in terms of their irt, their honor, what is them. However, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us of the opposite. That the one that pardons will be increased. That Allah ta'ala will increase him in honor. How many times do you find that an individual or individuals allow the shayateen to stand within the ranks of the Muslimin, causing discord, causing enmity or hatred, whilst we find that the benefit within this afu, not only is that the person is increased in his honor, however, Allah, the person wants to Allah Ta'ala pardons him too. And on how many occasions could it be said that an individual has said something to you or done something to you, has harmed you? However, the reality is that barakah wal izzah wal khayr is found in the one that pardons and removes himself from that situation. For indeed, these are from the alat, from the tools that increase a person and increase the brotherhood as well. Strengthen the ties of brotherhood. For no doubt, as we must understand that it may not always be a case that you agree with one another at every single point in time. It's the reality. However, if there is a differing, and you return the affair back to Allah and His Messenger, then no doubt, that which is awla, that which takes precedence, is pardoning. And if now, when we come to these affairs of the relationship amongst brothers, your ikhwah in Islam, you're able to pardon one another, then no doubt this can be a means of strengthening the relationship stronger than it was previous to that, differing. And so this is from, and this is why the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that piece of advice. The third, barakallahu fikum, from this advice is that an individual does not adhere to tawadu. An individual is not humble, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. And so, again, the shaitan may deceive an individual into believing that this affair of kibr, this affair of pride, and seeking to raise oneself amongst the people is a means of a person being raised, yani, in general, and attaining that sharaf, the honor. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality raises the opposite individual, the one that adheres to humility. And so no doubt it's Allah ta'ala that raises, and it's not the people that raise themselves. And humility, no doubt, as here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising it, because it's from the adab of the Muslim. It's from the manners of the Muslims that they are individuals that remain from those that are humble. And they know their reality. And they know that there was a time that they were not mentioned at all. They were not individuals mentioned at all. And there may come a time where they will not be mentioned again. The reality is that they as individuals are ibad, muhtajun, in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَلْ مُضْطَرُّونَ. Rather, they are in severe need of their Lord, Tabarak wa ta'ala. And so the person indeed needs to cleanse the heart of anything where they believe that they are self-sufficient and not in need of others and not in need of their Lord, Tabarak wa ta'ala. For indeed, that which Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with should increase them in a tawadwa, should increase them in humility. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with something from ilm, from knowledge, this should increase you in humility. For indeed, the one that has something from knowledge, he'll be well aware of how much he does not know. And likewise, the one that Allah Ta'ala has blessed with affairs from the dunya, for example, wealth, this should increase him in tawadu, increase him in heart and humility. Why? Because he must be aware that it's Allah Ta'ala bestowed that upon him. And just as been bestowed upon him and blessed for him, it can be taken from him. And so, anything that he's blessed with, he should use that and embark upon the beings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those blessings. And not use anything from those blessings for evil or ma'asi, yani disobedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I will conclude with that. Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakum allahu khaira. Wa sallallahu wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.